the Breitling jet team stands down after loss of an aircraft. The NTSB urges safety inspections of the GE GEnx 1B and 2B engines. And Reno remembers the fallen from 1 year ago. I'm Glenn Moyer. This is Aero News for Tuesday, September the 18th, 2012. The Breitling demonstration jet team has decided to stand down from scheduled performances in Belgium and France after the loss of one of its aircraft this past Saturday. According to a news release from Breitling, the team was en route from the Netherlands to Belgium when, quote, pilot Bernard Charbonnel reported an engine problem with the number 2 aircraft. Following standard team procedures, he calmly informed the team and left the formation, accompanied by a second aircraft. Selecting the safest place for the aircraft to come down, an empty field away from people and livestock, he and his technician, Raphael Savoy, ejected from the aircraft and landed safely. After precautionary checks at the closest hospital, both pilot and technician were declared fit and well and cleared to rejoin their team, end quote. The team reports that their initial choice was to continue with their planned displays at Belgium and France, but after careful deliberation, they ultimately decided to return directly to Dijon, France. Although it is thought this is a one-off and unforeseen problem, the engineering force behind the Breitling jet team will carry out extensive checks and examinations to prepare the team for their upcoming commitments. The Breitling jet team flies the L-39. The NTSB has issued 2 urgent safety recommendations to the FAA after 2 recent incidents involving General Electric GEnx engines. The NTSB says the incidents include an engine failure on a Boeing 787 during a pre-delivery taxi test in Charleston, South Carolina, in which the fan midshaft on one of the airplane's GEnx 1B engines fractured or exhibited crack indications, and a second engine installed on a Boeing 787 that had not yet been flown, which was found to have the same indications of a similar crack. The NTSB has determined that the fan midshafts on the GEnx engines fractured or cracked at the forward end of the shaft where the retaining nut is installed. More recently, a Boeing 747-8F cargo flight operated by Air Bridge Cargo and equipped with the GEnx 2B turbofan engines experienced a loss of power in one of the engines during its takeoff roll in Shanghai, China. Photographs show damage similar to the engine from the Charleston incident. The NTSB is therefore urging the FAA to issue an AD to require, before further flight, the immediate ultrasonic inspection of the fan midshaft in all GEnx 1B and 2B engines that have not undergone such an inspection. The board also says the FAA should require repetitive inspections of the fan midshaft to allow the detection of a crack before it could reach critical length and cause the fan midshaft to fracture. An emotional ceremony before a crowd of tens of thousands on Sunday paid tribute to a pilot and 10 others killed in a tragic accident last year at the Reno Air Races. A moment of silence was held in memory of pilot Jimmy Leeward and the 10 spectators killed last year in the horrific crash of Leeward's P-51 Mustang. The ceremony also included the release of white balloons and a flag ceremony as the name of each victim was read aloud. Sunday marked the one-year anniversary of the accident. The crash prompted the implementation of new safety measures, including a redesigned race course that adds 150 feet of buffer, pushing the distance between racing planes and the permanent grandstand to at least 1,000 feet. As for the races themselves, they concluded Sunday without incident. The results included Steve Hinton of Chino, California, flying the P-51 Mustang Strega, won the Breitling Unlimited Gold Trophy. Rick Van Dam of Reno, flying the L-39 Albatross American Spirit, captured the jet class. Jeff Lavelle of Mukilteo, Washington, flying a Glass Air 3, was tops in the sport class. Nick Macy of Tule Lake, California, flying Six Cat, won the T-6 class. Tom Aberle from Fallbrook, California, in Phantom, won the biplane class. And Steve Senegal from San Bruno, California, was tops in the Formula One class in his Arnold AR6 Endeavor. 3 members of the Expedition 32 crew undocked from the International Space Station and returned safely to Earth on Sunday, wrapping up a mission lasting more than 4 months. Flight Engineer Joe Asaba of NASA and Commander Gennady Padalka and Flight Engineer Sergei Revin of the Russian Federal Space Agency undocked their Soyuz TMA-04M spacecraft from the space station at 7:09 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and landed north of Arkalyk, Kazakhstan, at 10:53 p.m. That's 8:53 a.m. on September the 17th, Kazakhstan time. The trio arrived at the station May 17th and spent 125 days in space, 123 of which were aboard the orbiting laboratory. After the Soyuz spacecraft separated from the space station, NASA astronaut Sunita Williams took command of Expedition 33, along with crewmates Russian cosmonaut Yuri Malenchenko and Akihiko Hoshida from the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency. When AeroNews continues, crosswinds are blamed for a damaging game of airplane pinball. Those on and off helicopter tours in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina are off again. And that's one giant leap for a pizza.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, September the 18th. I'm Glenn Moyer. This news has just reached us. The planned ferry flight of the Space Shuttle Endeavour from KSC to California has been postponed for a second time. Again, weather along the flight path is to blame. And with this second delay, that will now cause the shuttle to arrive in California on the 21st, one day later than originally planned. The Endeavour's departure is now set for Wednesday morning, September the 19th. The pilot of a Piper PA-28-180 Cherokee apparently was unable to correct for a crosswind while landing at French Valley, California Airport on Friday afternoon. He reportedly lost control of his airplane, struck an airplane that was taxiing for takeoff from the airport, and then slid across the tarmac, damaging seven other aircraft along the way. The pilot was reportedly not injured. His passenger was taken to a local hospital, according to a news release from the Riverside County, California Fire Department, and her injuries were said to be minor. It was reportedly a very gusty day on Friday. One witness, a server at the airport restaurant, told the Southern California newspaper The Press Enterprise that she saw the airplane come in, go down, and hit the other aircraft. It stopped when it went nose first into a parked plane on the ramp, but not before those other aircraft were damaged. FAA spokesman Ian Greger told the Temecula Patch that the pilot of the Cherokee tried to regain altitude after striking the taxiing airplane, but was unable to do so. FAA records show the airplane is a 1964 PA-28-180 registered to Chad Hutchins of Flagstaff, Arizona. It's not known, however, if he was the pilot at the time of the accident. Well, the helicopter tour operator that has generated so much controversy in the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area may finally be grounded after a vote last week by the Horry County Zoning Board of Appeals. The board voted last Monday to overturn the decision by a county zoning administrator that allowed those flights to continue. The vote was 4-3, according to a report from television station WIST. Homeowners have been complaining about the noise from the flights since they began over the Memorial Day weekend. The president of the Plantation Point Homeowners Association, Rick Hind, said while he feels sorry for Helicopter Adventures owner Freddie Rick, who stands to lose a substantial investment if he's forced to close, said, quote, the county shouldn't have ever approved it, end quote. While the company has not yet been ordered to shut down, the ruling means it is not considered a business that is appropriate for its current location. The homeowners, about 20 of whom contributed to hire an attorney to present their case, say they will continue to fight until the business is gone. Rick has 30 days from the ruling to file an appeal. He has not yet said if he intends to do so. Well, pizza can now be added to the list of things that have been sent to the upper fringes of the Earth's atmosphere. Seely, one of the oldest pizza chains in the Baltic, has sent a pizza to over 108,000 feet into the upper levels of the atmosphere using a special balloon. The flight set a record for the highest an object has been sent from Lithuania. The journey, which ranged from 60 degrees Fahrenheit to the frost at the edge of near-Earth space, was captured by video cameras. The pie, by the way, was a Hawaiian pizza, which was chosen by Sealy's customers. After it fell back to ground, a team spent a couple of hours searching in a wooded area for the pizza before finding it hanging from a tree. Despite the trip to the edge of space, it appeared to be none the worse for the journey, if perhaps no longer so hot and fresh. The successful record attempt coincided with the opening of the world's first pizza museum in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Lithuanian achievement will be shared with the museum. I'm not sure how much research value that pizza flight may have accomplished, but it does make you wonder what's next. Delivery to the International Space Station, perhaps? I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.